This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, we've got a powerful second hour tonight. We're still live from New York, but we're going to talk a little bit about Olympics, a little bit about, I don't know, the Internet's new boyfriend, the Tongo flag bearer. Mr. Ivan, did the Mrs. Ivan have any hot flashes when the Tongo flag bearer walked past? You didn't see it, okay? Evidently, the internet's all a flush. They're all blushing because of the Tongo flag bearer in the Olympics opening ceremony. It's not really the gig you think it is, by the way, because it turns out you got that picture of him, Nick. Put that on the screen for the people watching by way of television. He actually is a model. So, no, not that one. I've seen enough of his oily chest. There we go. So, see, he's a model by day, jujitsu clown at some point in his life. And then, just for kicks last night, decided to walk in, coated in baby oil, carrying the Tonga flag. And everybody was paying attention, at least if you were female in orientation. So, anyway, that was we may have some editorial on that before the end of the night, as if I haven't already had enough editorial about that to begin with. The news of the day, aside from the Trump poll numbers that we reported to you in the last hour, the big news is there's been more terror activity. In Brussels yesterday, a man attacked two police women bearing a machete and screaming Allahu Akbar at the top of his lungs while doing it. He was eventually shot by a third police officer. And this is yet one more breakout in another Western European country that is having a tough time getting their head around what needs to happen to keep their people and their law enforcement officers safe. At least that's what it appears to me. My next guest will have much more to say about all of this because she herself is familiar with the terror issue in ways that very few people are. And it's one of the reasons why I consider her to be a really brave soul who's trying to do an incredibly important thing with her organization called Strength to Strength. I will get her to tell us more about that. But I've been looking forward to having Sari Singer back with me. She was on a broadcast that I used to do years ago. But in the Ladies Lounge, we like to highlight brilliant women in media and voices that need to be amplified more. So, Sari, welcome to Saturday Night with Kevin McCullough. So glad to have you here.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm glad to be on the show with you again. It's been a long time.
It has been. And none of the people that are listening tonight have ever heard your story before. So I would like to start, before we get into anything else, and there's a lot that I know that you've got opinions about, everything from the election of 2016 to what's going on in the world. I'd like you to tell your story about your own interaction with terrorism and how it's impacted your life.
Sure. I mean, my story, even though I'm not a survivor of 9/11, begins on that day. I overslept that morning. I lived about 100 blocks from downtown, and my office is approximately 2 blocks away from the World Trade Center.
Mm.
And so when I woke up and turned on the television and saw the towers burning, I called my office, and I heard screaming in the background, and they said, "We don't know exactly what happened. The building shook, and we're being evacuated." And so the weeks later of not being able to go into the office and finally coming back downtown about a month later was just very different than pre-9/11. And so in December of 2001, I quit my job, and I moved to Israel to volunteer with organizations that were working with victims of terrorism.
Hmm.
And then a year and a half later, I was on a bus in Jerusalem when an 18-year-old Palestinian boarded strapped with explosives. He injured over 100 of us, and he murdered 16 innocent people, including everyone that was seated and standing around me. I was taken immediately to Hadassah Hospital. I was the last person that night to go into surgery of the seriously wounded. And And from that point, you know, my life changed forever.
Sure.
I had shrapnel that went through my left shoulder, breaking my clavicle bone. Both my eardrums were blown. My hair was burned. My face was burned and bruised. My legs were badly cut up. I have shrapnel in my mouth that's inoperable, and that's lucky, because on that day there were 16 innocent people, including one American named Alan Beer, originally from Cleveland, who didn't go home that day. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that, you know, my time here isn't up, and I have a lot more that I need to accomplish. And so everything that I do, I believe that I survived to be doing the work that I'm doing today, and that I'm a voice for those 16 innocent people that didn't make it off the bus that day.
I believe that too. And, you know, I know you in person, besides just having had you on my show. And so when I say this to the audience, I want them to know, I think it would be hard for people to see you walking down the street and believe that you had endured everything that you just described, because you're this beautiful young woman who lives in New York, vibrant. You've got a very can-do attitude about you that I think is very inspiring. And I just think that you are the picture of what I think everybody wants to be when they face one of the greatest tragedies or fears that they could ever come face to face with. What was it like for you in the immediate aftermath? Certainly there was probably anger and other emotions, but how did you process coming to grips with what you had been through?
So I think, first of all, the most important thing for me was that I had been working with victims, people that had been injured or lost family members prior to being the attack myself. So it was sort of interesting that the things they had shared with me, then I was actually living through. I really truly believe that the people of Israel, the doctors, the nurses at the hospital, my friends, my support system, really were what got me through this. And I honestly think that, you know, I was very lucky. I have two incredibly strong parents, and I think that that has a lot to do with it as well. And I've met some of the most incredible people all over the world that have been impacted by terrorism over the last 13 years that I consider family. Hmm. And they inspire me to make me want to do better in the world. And, you know, we all have experienced hate that have experienced terrorism. And I always say that I had no control of what happened to me that day. I only have control over how I live my life going forward. And I want to make sure I live that life showing the opposite of what that day was all about, showing loving kindness to others. And that's really a lot of what the work of Strength to Strength is doing, is bringing people together who have been impacted directly by terrorism. And our way to combat that hate is to move forward our lives. And how better to do that than together with other people that have experienced the same situation?
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about what Strength to Strength hopes to accomplish. How do you tangibly touch and help people? How do you find them when they've been a victim of terror? And then how are you able to create that relationship where you're able to get involved in their lives?
So when a terrorist attack happens, and when you see something on the news, immediately everybody is running to help. So we don't come in immediately, because we know that long-term people are going to need support. And so we usually come in at least a year later.
Hmm.
We partner with about 13 other countries around the world that have organizations on the ground in those countries working with the families. So they're really our lifeline, our partner organizations. And we partner with organizations in Northern Ireland, in Spain, in the UK, in France, in Israel, in Uganda, Kenya, Argentina, Colombia. We work with the 9/11 community and Oklahoma City. And last December, we actually opened up the Division of Strength to Strength in Boston because I met with some of the Boston survivors last September on 9/11. And within them coming to some of our programs, they said, we need something like this in Boston. So next weekend, I'll be in Boston running a weekend retreat for about 30, 35 Boston survivors of the Boston Marathon.
Incredible, incredible stuff. If you think this would be beneficial and you want to be in touch with Sari's organization, it's S2S Global. Is that .org? S2S Global.org?
Correct. It's S-T-O-S Global.org.
Yeah. And that's S Strength 2 T-O Strength S. So S2S Global.org, and be in touch, because what Sari's doing is really important. And Sari, you're also involved in all kinds of things here on the local level in the New York City area. When the Iran deal was going through, our paths crossed a couple of times. We staged some pretty big rallies here in the city. In fact, one of them is on record, I guess, as being the largest non-New Year's rally ever held in the Times Square area. And
yeah.
You worked very hard at accomplishing that. When I'm thinking of the scope of terror and the issue that you're trying to help on the backside, What percentage of it is radical Islamic jihad that we're dealing with today?
So I think the first thing I want to state, and I say this every time I speak, and I speak across the United States, I've spoken in Europe, in South America, in Israel, in Canada, the largest group impacted by terrorism around the world are Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
They are. It's the realistic. I have friends that are victims of terrorism from Jordan, from Pakistan, and these people want to stop the hate, and they want their lives and the lives of their community and their countries to be okay. The problem is that, especially I find here, but also abroad, there is this false sense of security. We don't think it's ever going to happen again. And when something happens like Orlando or San Bernardino or Boston, even 9/11, we go through it, but then the next thing comes up in a few weeks on the news, and people's minds sort of go towards the next tragedy, and they don't realize what's happening, that the people that are impacted are impacted long-term. And an attack happens in an instant, but the impact lasts a lifetime. And we don't think it's ever going to happen, and so we're not thinking about what's going on around us. And I think that...
Sari, hold that thought. We got to take this first break of the hour. Sari Singer is my guest, and STS2SGlobal.org. ORG is her website. Coming right back. Radio 9.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, the Hot Sardines, our house band in the background. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And tonight, a sobering but very informed guest in the ladies' lounge. Sari Singer is her name. She's the head of Strength to Strength, which is an organization that helps victims of terrorist incidents recover and kind of get their lives back on track, especially after the attention of the immediate aftermath kind of dies down. And she rejoins us from New York, I believe, tonight. Sari, good. It's I'm so excited to have you back because it's been way too long to have you. Now, you were saying before we went to break, because I asked, the question I asked was, what percent of the terrorism that's committed these days is done in the name of radical Islamic jihad? And you told us that the biggest specific set of victims of terrorism are Muslim. I'm aware of that, actually, in the regions that you had mentioned, but also in even in places like Syria and Iraq, there have been more Muslims killed and hurt than the other people groups. And there's a kind of a well-documented issue between the Shia and the Sunni, and you know, Iran and Saudi Arabia may be on the opposite side of many things and try to kill each other a lot. However, they do want to kill Israel and America more, and so they will even work together, which was part of our concern with the Iran deal. Iran is using some of the, I even think, the $400 million that we gave them this this last year to carry out some of those attacks, even funding some Sunni groups. At least some would argue that that's taking place. So as we're talking about victims of terror, are we still talking predominantly about radical Islamic jihad
absolutely
players?
Absolutely. And the problem is that people need to realize that, you know, there's a difference between moderate Muslims who don't want to have anything to do with terrorism and radical extremists that want to not only take over the world, but they're against everything that we believe in.
Yeah.
And Iran is the largest sponsor of terrorism in the world, and we just gave them all that money to continue doing whatever they're doing and more. And I think that the typical American, with all due respect, doesn't understand the threat of terrorism that's around the world. And just to give you an idea, 2 years ago, I sat on a panel in Brussels with two former terrorists and another victim of terrorism. The other victim I sat with was actually a friend who had been in the attack in the Marriott in Jakarta and lost both his legs. Oh. And, you know, people said to me, how could you sit on a panel with former terrorists? And I said, well, first of all, I believe that the best way to combat terrorism is to learn from those that used to carry it out. And the best way that we can stop people from turning towards radical Islam is to have them hear from people like former terrorists and victims of terrorism. And if I can impact one person not to go and carry out an attack, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that that person understands the long-term impact of what they're doing. We have to stop radical Islamic extremists. The boy that carried out the attack on my bus, and I say he was a boy because he was 18 years old, he was the eighth kid that year that was indoctrinated by Hamas, the terrorist organization that carried out my attack, to carry out attack on innocent civilians. And this is what's doing. Children are being indoctrinated, and where is the world crying out? Because all I hear is silence. Where is the world crying out about what's going on in Syria? The thousands and thousands and thousands of people murdered.
Yeah.
People are not thinking about these things. And if we don't do something about it now, and I said this at the conference in Brussels 2 years ago, if we in America, and I mean all the citizens of the United States, because we can't just leave this up to law enforcement and the police and the FBI and even our administration, whichever government administration it's going to be, we have to be involved in the process of stopping all of this. And if we don't do something now, whatever is going on in Europe is going to come here in 10 years 100 times worse than what's happening right now.
I'm not even sure it's... I'm not even sure it's going to take 10 years, to be candid with you, because at the rate that we are importing refugees with the lack of proper vetting for them, I think that there's a good possibility we're going to see some. Well, look, San Bernardino and Orlando. I mean, you already made reference to two breakout attacks that we didn't see coming in law enforcement because of the nature of the way it is metastasized, with basically solo agents carrying this stuff out and kind of being equipped and ready to go at a moment's notice when they're given permission now largely by ISIS to act when they feel ready. This is going to be a price that we're going to pay even deeper in the days to come. Let me ask. Go ahead.
I was just going to say one thing. I think also people need to realize is that many of the refugees that are coming in are innocent people that have been terrorized and traumatized and are looking for a better life. The problem is that one person that comes in with them that is radicalized and that is sent here to carry out attacks, I believe, and even for myself, when I talk about, you know, things that need to be done by our government, I think they can do the same thing to me. Like, everybody needs to be taken care of, to be checked out, to make sure that they're clear. Because you don't know what's happening. You don't know how people are being indoctrinated on social media, on the internet. And, you know, we don't use those words here either. Radicalization and indoctrination is words that we don't hear in this country. And we need to start talking about it more and not hiding it, because it's something that's very real. I just participated, again, within that conference in Brussels, I participated in a documentary that was being used throughout Europe to combat radicalization and indoctrination, using former terrorists and victims of terrorism, talking about our experiences and what we're doing in the world to try and stop this. And I think that more people need to really understand the global impact of terrorism, even if it's not happening here right now.
Now, you just returned from another very intriguing trip, and I want you to tell us about what you just participated in recently.
Oh, well, I just got back from London. I'm there every summer. The last six summers, I have been there for the anniversary of the London bombings. I've become quite close to a number of the survivors and bereaved family members. And I go there each year to show support and to let them know that they're not alone. And this year, Strength actually hosted a morning breakfast where about 50 of the survivors and bereaved family members showed up. And they want more. They want the support. They want the programming. And we're going to try and do everything we can to make sure that we're there to help the families. But I was supposed to speak, and I don't think we discussed this, I was supposed to speak in Parliament, sharing what happened to me in Israel and to try and give a better perspective on what, you know, they need to be doing in Europe to combat terrorism. Unfortunately, due to Brexit, many of the Parliament members from the Labour Party that I was supposed to address had resigned. Hmm. So I'm rescheduled for November to speak, and I'll be going back there in November, and I'll be speaking there as well as a number of other places, trying to give people the insight of what's going on to equip themselves better with how we can combat this heat.
Is the Labour Party genuinely interested in what you have to say?
I think so. I mean, I think both sides. I'm going to be speaking to both, actually, when I'm there, the Conservative Party and the Labour Party members. But I'm assuming that if they want me to speak, they're interested in what I have to say. I think I also have a very global perspective on terrorism. It's not just about 9/11 and about Israel. It's about everywhere, and I've met people from all different religions, all different backgrounds. And the one thing that connects us all and bonds us for life is what we've been through.
Yeah.
And, so I think that it's important that also I think that survivors speak out.
Sari, hold on.
Given a voice.
Her website is S, as in Sari, 2, T-O-S, global.org, S2Sglobal.org. That's strength to strength. S2Sglobal.org, and that's where you can be in touch with Sari, her organization, find out more about what they're doing to help victims of terrorism. When we come back, Sari, I want to jump headlong into expectations of what the next U.S. president will find waiting for them in light of these new terrorist realities, and we'll talk about that on Radio Night Live. We continue live from New York every Saturday night. Thanks for being with us.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Of all the boys.
Live from New York every Saturday night, it's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. 300-plus radio outlets and 40-something great television markets with our partner Biz TV. Glad to be part of every single one of your lives. When you entrust us with your ears and eyes and hearts on Saturday nights, we try to give you something in return. And I'm grateful that in tonight's Ladies Lounge discussion, Sari Singer is with us. I have appreciated her enthusiasm, her energy, her dedication, and her determination, given where her own story has brought her from and what she has experienced and conquered
in the path of that. And Sari, it's one of the reasons why I'm interested in your perspective on where we are going next. And I just want to start with today's news. There was another jihadist that hit two police women in Brussels, a town that you know a little bit about. He was screaming Allahu Akbar as he went whacking at him with a machete. Eventually he had to be shot and put down. It looks like all of the police women that were attacked are going to survive and we hope be okay. But this is just the latest in a long line of attacks, mostly in Western European countries that are dealing with a variety of issues, some of them refugees, some of them homegrown issues. But one thing is for sure, there's a lot of unease in the West right now about the stealthiness with which radical jihadists are able to perpetrate almost anything that they want to whenever they want to. So how important is the next president going to have to address this issue from where you sit?
Wow. you know, of course, that, you know, politics, I go way back with that. My dad is a state senator in New Jersey. He's been there over 30 years. I grew up the non-political child in the family, in terms of not always loving what I saw in politics.
Sure.
Because I'm very much what you see is what you get. And, you know, I truly believe that, you know, there's a lot that goes into every political, you know, the ability of each politician to do the job they need to do. And I take it very seriously. When I vote for somebody, I don't necessarily vote according to party lines. I vote for the person that I feel is the best person for the job. This election to me is just, I can't even begin to my feelings towards everything. The only thing
set the personalities aside then for a second, and let's talk about just what does the next chief executive have to do as it intends to address this issue with some sort of ferocity from the beginning. What would you be advising an incoming President Clinton or Trump about from the very moment that they take office?
Well, I first of all believe that the role of terrorism should be the top priority. National security should be the top priority of any incoming president. I definitely think there needs to be in place protocol and better, action taken for anybody who's coming into this country. I don't care who you are or where you're from. I think that every person needs to be checked out. I think that unfortunately there are many, many terrorist cells already in this country. And so we need to start doing more on the ground to seeing what's going on. And, you know, the person that carried out Orlando is a perfect example of somebody who had been questioned by the FBI and then they didn't have enough to hold him on. That should never be the case. If there is a question about somebody, it needs to have the utmost attention and we can't just let people go and then not be monitored afterwards. So that would be my top thing. I know that, you know, other people I've spoken to and I know many people from all different places in the country, healthcare might be an issue, this might be an issue, but national security has to be our top issue for the incoming president, whoever that is.
I firmly believe that that's entirely the case. And that's one of the reasons why I backed the protest action against the Iran deal so ferociously. When you saw this last week that we had sent $400 million in what it appeared to be an exchange for hostages to Iran, what went through your mind?
The first thing that went through my mind is I couldn't believe that that's what we did. It's a very hard thing because for the families of those hostages, getting their loved ones back, if it were me, I'd be doing everything, anything possible, and I'd be making sure that this government did anything possible. But to hand Iran that money to carry out more attacks that could be targeted at this country, that's a very dangerous game we just played because now the answer could be is that they can continue to, you know, take hostage more people that are American there, and then they'll feel that they can negotiate financially with this country and get whatever they want.
So I was about to ask you, are you surprised that they now have three new Americans in custody and they are already asking for more cash?
No surprise, and unfortunately the precedent has been sent, and I hope to God that they will not do anything like they've just done, because it's just going to get worse.
I think we're feeding the beast if we continue to do it. Sari, thank you so much for staying up with us on a Saturday night. I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate what you're doing.
You are amazing. Thank you.
And I want to keep telling people, you got to go to our website, S2S Global. That's Strength to Strength, S, the letter S-T-O-S, global.org, and see how you can make a difference in the lives of people that have been impacted by terrorism. Kevin McCullough, more to come. It's Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? ProtoVite can. ProtoVite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, ProtoVite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you 5 or 6 soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. First Saturday in the Olympic cycle of 2016. Rio. I've had the girl from Ipanema going through my head the whole time the last couple of days. But here's the thing. It has not gone very well. I'm looking at a whole host of headlines on the Drudge Report. Whoever came up with the opening ceremony stuff, now they need to have their head examined, because they did something like this in this order. Global warming, ancient slavery, and poverty.
Hey, let's inspire people for the opening night of the... Hello, we are from Brazil. This is our legacy. We will talk about global warming. We will talk about the slavery. And we will talk about the poverty. And we will welcome the world to talk about them with us.
Yeah, I don't know where they were going with any of that. And then they had these huge, what looked like giant insects crawling all over the floor. Like a big mosquito. Probably not the best bug. If you're going to do bugs, why in the world of Zika would you be doing a mosquito on opening night in the country that's already afraid they got some Zika going on? I mean, why don't you just put a terrorist down there running around in like an all-black outfit waving an ISIS flag? And, oh, well, we got that too. It seemed a little odd to me. But that was just part of the oddities. You had the Tonga.
You had the Tonga.
The Tonga is the new internet boyfriend. All the women of the... And here's the thing, and this is going to sound really bad, and I hope that I don't call anybody out. But if I do, that's your problem, not mine. There were a bunch of married women that I knew that go to my church and other churches in that I'm aware of. At least I think they do. And they were all like, oh, the flag bearer for Tonga. Oh, his muscles and there's the baby oil and the flag bearer for the Tonga.
Okay, turns out there's a reason why they were like, unless he happens to be a model. Wherever he's from, he does modeling. But, yeah, they picked him to wear the Tonga, the skirt, because it was some sort of skirt thing, and then he's all, like, in the baby oil. And so all of the married church women, what's wrong with you? They're all like, oh, the baby oil Tonga guy on the Facebook today. I had to, like, unfollow people because I was like, I can't sit here and watch you, like, lose your shiz over some dude with the baby oil. That's none of my business. Anyway, so that was going on. And then they have had these lovely little tidbits. Lebanese Olympians refuse to ride the bus with the Israelis from the Olympic Village to the place of competition. Yeah, we're slated for a very interesting set of games here in the next few days. By the way, ratings at an all-time low for opening night. And might have had something to do with the fact that NBC took 6 commercial breaks in the first 39 minutes. But that was the other thing that people were complaining about on social media last night. Okay, so here's something I don't know if I find it creepy or not, but did you hear about the refugee team? The refugees are from all over the world, but they are competing under the Olympic flag. They are competing for the sake of refugees from all over the world that are displaced all over the world. And we are praying, like we've never prayed before, that none of them are there to kill anyone. Because we don't know. ISIS said they were going to infiltrate the refugees. ISIS said they were going to create attacks on the Olympics. ISIS said we're going to go to Brazil and blow up Rio. They've said all this. We can only hope. We can only hope and pray that there's some level of thwarting that's being done so that the refugee team can actually compete. President Obama was all over it last night. Props up to the refugees on his Twitter. He did say good luck to the Americans first, which I was thankful for, since you are the president of the United States. But he was all up in the props to the refugees. Now, here's the thing. If a refugee is swimming against an American, who's he cheering for? I hope he knows how to pick. I doubt Hillary does. I think Trump does, but I don't know. Be tough to know. And then here's the last bit of controversy. The winning gold medalist for the first gold medal that we have, it's a high school girl. She knocked off the champion, the previous gold medalist, and the reigning world champion, and the previous gold medalist to that. Two previous gold medalists and the reigning world champion, and she shot them down. Yes, she shot them down. It was a shooting competition. If America knows how to do anything, we know how to use our guns, do we not?
So she had built up evidently such a big lead that going into the final match, it was like not even really going to be much of a match, because like she would have had to have like missed the target like with all of her shots, and like her opponent would have had to have hit like bullseyes in order to catch her, and of course that didn't happen. So first gold medalist, and already the politically correct morons back here in the country, I can't believe she should be barred from coming back into the country. Why? Because she won a gold medal for shooting? Okay. I wonder when they're going to add a gold medal category for being politically correct. Being stupid. I think that some Americans would win that category, hands down, really easily. Anyway, I want to say thank you to the good folks at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, who this last week, Megyn Kelly said, looked like Larry Sabato from the Virginia Political Law School. Yeah, she threw his picture up on there. It was kind of fun. Anyway, he's not Larry Sabato. I know Larry Sabato. I know Mike Lindell. I've been in rooms with both of them. They are not one and the same person, even if Megyn Kelly got them confused. But one thing that Mike Lindell is very generous with is his desire to help you get the best night's sleep possible. That's why he's offering a 4 pillows for the price of just 1 special offer. If you buy a premium pillow, queen or king size, for your bed, he's going to give you a second one of the same size or lesser value, but one of the same value or less, absolutely free. And then he's going to give you 2 of the go-anywhere travel pillows that have the exact same technology that help get you into REM cycle sleep on the very first night you use them, for no additional cost as well. So that's 4 pillows endorsed by the National Sleep Foundation for the price of just 1. Now, you want to talk about jobs? MyPillow has grown so fast in the last year that they have doubled their workforce every 8 months. He's gone from 200 employees to 1,100 employees in just the last little bit, and he continues to make all of his stuff right here in America. He is so proud of that, so proud of the fact that he's putting Americans to work, and so proud of the fact that he's going to give you the best night's sleep guaranteed. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, that's 800-506-2641.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right. I cannot believe it, but we are in the final segment of the Radio Night Live show tonight. If you missed any part of it and you're watching the Biz TV television network, stick around because at the top of the hour they replay the entire thing. And I know because I get a lot of calls from people trying to get through on the phone lines in the second airing every night. But go ahead and leave your voicemail if you want me to hear what you have to say about whatever topic we're discussing when you call, because I listen to those personally. Of course, if you want to join my weekday shows, I'm on the air Monday through Friday, 4 hours a day, three locally in New York, one nationally, and you can catch all of that at TheBingeThinker.com. TheBingeThinker.com is my website. Please join my social media. What is an interest pin? What is that? I don't know what that is. What's a zweet? That's a new one I heard about this week. A Snapchat, and evidently now Instagram does something like a Snapchat, but the internet is saying that Facebook killed Instagram with it. I don't know what any of that means either, but anyway, you want to join my social media, go to TheBingeThinker.com. And if you're still trying to get that special on those pillows, four of them for the price of just one, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Now, finally tonight, it's not often that you see a big, tall black man in America go against a major political operation that helps prop up specifically black candidates in America. But Ben Watson, tight end for the Baltimore Ravens and last year for the New Orleans Saints, isn't really afraid to speak his mind. And this week he said something very politically incorrect. He actually was asked in an interview about his thoughts on the politics of the modern day. And he said, you know, it's interesting, this Planned Parenthood thing. You do understand that the origination of Planned Parenthood was designed to wipe out black children. He said Margaret Sanger was a racist, a eugenist, and she started the foundation to try to eliminate black children in the inner cities. He said that's the history. He said what's really ironic is that it seems to be working and no one's saying anything about it. See, as a black man who has an interest in his community, Ben Watson should be speaking out about it, and I give him tremendous kudos for doing so. You know why? Because it's not a politically correct thing to do, and yet it is the right thing to do. See, if there were more Ben Watsons in this world, there would be fewer Margaret Sangers. If there were more Ben Watsons, there would be fewer Jesse Jacksons. And if there were more Ben Watsons, there would be fewer Al Sharptons. And the more Ben Watsons there are, the more black children will grow up in healthy and whole families where they will be able to know the fullness of what life is supposed to be for them. I'm very proud of Ben Watson for speaking an unpopular thing, but saying the truth when it came right down to it. And friends, I've never been a Baltimore Ravens or New Orleans Saints fan, but I will be a big Ben Watson fan in the new NFL season this coming year, because you just don't do that and not endure some consequence for doing it alongside. So, Ben, good on you. Thanks for speaking your mind, and thanks for telling the truth. Our society's better because of people like you who choose to do just that. Thanks to Sari Singer, who was with us. Thanks to you for your calls. What a great show. Live from New York, we're here every Saturday night, and we trust that you'll be back with us next time. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have a great week.
With you.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
As As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.